All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League, and we had three good games on Thanksgiving Day. We got some good ones on tap for tomorrow, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 13 in the NFL season. Now, you're going to have the 4-7 New York Jets traveling to Cincinnati to take on the winless Bengals. And don't look now, but the Jets are playing some of their best football of the season. Quarterback Sam Darnold is back. He's getting the football out quick. He's very confident. And most importantly, this team is feeding off of it. You look at the way that safety Jamal Adams is playing right now. And if he was on a better football team, you could be really making a strong case for him to be the defensive player of the year. I think a lackluster Bengals defense, along with a very active Jamal Adams on the defensive side of the football, will be the difference in this contest for the Jets, as I'm going to take New York on the road by the score of 27-17. Now in Indianapolis, you're going to have the 6-5 Colts hosting the 6-5 Tennessee Titans in a very crucial contest in the AFC South. Now for the Titans, don't look now, but they're playing some good football with veteran quarterback Ryan Tannehill. This is the best football that he's played of his career. You look at the way that running back Derrick Henry is running, and this Titans defense, they are all over the place. I think it's going to be important for the Colts on offense to get things going with their running game on the early down, so that could take some pressure off of quarterback Jacoby Brissett. And what they want to do defensively is they want to try to stop Derrick Henry. Easier said than done, because we saw what he did to the Jacksonville Jaguars last Sunday. They got to stop him early to keep the Titans in third and long. I think this is going to be a good back and forth type affair. The last team with the football wins, and I think it's going to be the Colts at home by the score of 24-20. Now, in South Florida, you're going to have the 2-9 Miami Dolphins hosting the 5-6 Philadelphia Eagles. Philly comes into this contest favored by 10 points, but they cannot overlook the Dolphins, and they know that they need to take care of their business. Why? Because the Dallas Cowboys just lost once again on Thanksgiving Day at home to the Buffalo Bills. For Philly, what they've got to do, they've got to attack, and it starts with their offense and quarterback Carson Wentz. Why? Because this Dolphins team, they don't have the talent, but they're going to be game. Philly's got to bring it from the first play until the final whistle, and I think they get it done by the score of 27-20. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the New York Giants are looking to end a 7-game losing streak, but it won't be easy as they host the 8-3 Green Bay Packers. And if you're Green Bay, what a better way to get back on track than to face a team who has lost their last 7 contests. Of course, we saw Green Bay on the road last week on Sunday Night Football as they were taken behind a woodshed at the hands of the San Francisco 49ers. And you look at this, you got a veteran quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and you have a Giants defense, which is one of the worst in the NFL. I think that is a recipe for success if you are the Packers. Defensively, I expect the Packers to pin their ears back and come after Giants rookie quarterback Daniel Jones, who has a history so far in his young career of not being able to protect the football in the pocket. The Packers are favored by 6 points in this contest. You're going to see a lot of green and gold in the stands, and I think they will be happy, as I'm going to take Green Bay on the road in this one by the score of 34-17. Now, a bitter rivalry has another chapter added to it, as you're going to have the 5-6 Cleveland Browns traveling to the Steel City to take on the 6-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. These two teams met a couple of weeks ago, and of course, we had that brouhaha on the field between Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph, and of course, Browns defensive end Myles Garrett. Now, we've seen a lot of fines and we've seen a lot of suspensions levied from that one. But the Browns right now are playing their best football of the year because they have won their last three. Baker Mayfield is beginning to play like the Baker Mayfield that we saw last year as a rookie, and this team is feeding off of that. However, this Steelers team, they were not thrilled by how they were taken behind the woodshed a few weeks ago by the Cleveland Browns. That fight might have ignited something with them. And I know that it's a young quarterback for them and Delvin Hodges. And I know the Steelers are depleted, but they have a lot of pride. And I think they're going to find a way to get this contest done at home. And I'm going to take Pittsburgh by the score of 27-23. Now in Charlotte, you're going to have the 5-6 Carolina Panthers hosting the 2-9 Washington Redskins. And in this contest, Carolina, their playoff hopes took a big blow last week with the heartbreaking loss at New Orleans, but they want to get back on track against the hapless Washington Redskins, and I think it starts with getting the football to running back Christian McCaffrey early and often. This defense, they had their struggles with the New Orleans Saints last week, but when you look at that New Orleans offense, when it's clicking, a lot of people don't have the ability to stop them. I think Carolina gets back on track at home tomorrow, and I'm going to take the Panthers by the score of 31-17. Now, down in Jacksonville, it's the 4-7 Jaguars hosting the 4-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And after the slow start for the Bucs, this team is really beginning to play better under first-year head coach Bruce Arians. He is looking to find the guys who will stick with his system. For Jacksonville, it's one of those things they're looking to get towards the end of the line for this season while the Bucs are looking to finish strong. And I think that is the difference in this contest, is I'm going to take Tampa Bay by the score of 24-20. Now, the big one of the day, you're going to have the 10-1 San Francisco 49ers traveling east for an early contest to take on the 9-2 Baltimore Ravens. There are plenty of people out there that feel that both of these teams have what it takes to make the Super Bowl. You look at the Niners defense, and then you look at the MVP type style season that Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is having. It's going to be an interesting chess matchup all afternoon long. Will this Niners defense be able to slow down Lamar Jackson? And will this 49ers offense be able to figure out this Ravens defense? It's going to be a rainy day. The elements are out there. I think the 15-20 wins, and on top of that, field position and turnovers are going to play a big-time factor in this contest. But the Ravens are rolling right now, and I think that is a difference, as I'm going to take Baltimore at home in a tight one by the score of 23-20. Now, you're going to have the 6-5 Los Angeles Rams traveling to the desert to take on the 3-7-1 Arizona Cardinals. And for the Rams, they've been a big time disappointment this year after getting to the Super Bowl last year, as they simply have not been able to get on track. But you look at this Cardinals team, they're definitely not going to be a pushover for the Rams. I like the way the rookie quarterback Kyler Murray is playing, and his team is rallying around him. I think what the Rams need to do is establish themselves in the trenches early on both sides of the football. Most importantly, giving the football to running back Todd Gurley. If the Rams do that, I think they'll find a way to get the victory, and they will, as I'm going to take LA on the road by the score of 27-23. Now, an AFC West showdown has the 4-7 Chargers traveling to Denver to take on the 3-8 Broncos. For the Chargers, they have very, very slim playoff hopes, and the last thing that they need is to falter on the road versus the Broncos. The Chargers, they need to come out with a sense of urgency, which is something that we have not seen from this team all season long, and they have to play for 60 minutes. Yes, they are the better football team than the Broncos, but they cannot allow the Broncos to stay around in this contest and get some confidence for themselves. I think the Chargers do play with that sense of urgency, and I'm going to take them on the road tomorrow by the score of 24-17. Now at Arrowhead, you're going to have the 7-4 Kansas City Chiefs hosting the 6-5 Oakland Raiders. And in this contest, a win right here by the Chiefs could basically just wrap up the AFC West due to the fact that they took the earlier meeting from the Raiders this year in Oakland. Now, Oakland has the offense to somewhat keep up with Kansas City, but I'm not sure if they're going to be able to sustain it for 60 minutes. And this Raiders defense is going to have a hard time slowing down this Chiefs offense, which is led by quarterback Patrick Mahomes. I think Oakland's inability to slow down Mahomes will be the difference, as I'm going to take the red, white, and gold in this one by the score of 34-24. The Sunday night showdown has a 10-1 New England Patriots traveling to take on the 7-4 Houston Texans in what could be a playoff preview for both of these clubs. New England comes into this game as the best team in the AFC, but they are reeling right now with injuries, and the flu bug recently hit the locker room for the Patriots. But the thing is, you still got quarterback Tom Brady. The offense isn't clicking, but at some point it will, and you still have Bill Belichick calling the shots in this defense. And even though his unit is depleted, he's got to find a way to somewhat slow down Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. I think this is going to be an interesting chess match all evening long. These are the type of games that the Texans lose, and these are the type of games that the Patriots win. And I'm going to take New England on the road by the score of 30-27. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you're going to have the 8-3 Minnesota Vikings traveling to take on the 9-2 Seattle Seahawks in what could be a playoff preview. This Vikings defense has been solid, but they have to find a way to slow down Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, which is easier said than done. Make no mistake about it, Kirk Cousins is playing the best football of his career, and that is why the Vikings definitely have a puncher's chance in this contest. But when Seattle is good, they have one of the better home field advantages in all of professional sports. It's going to be Monday night in the Pacific Northwest. The crowd is going to be rocking, and I'm going to take the Seahawks in this one by the score of 30-24. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 13 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.